You're listening to Sports Day for Wilson Homes. Scoop, they believe in great design, so yes. You love being home. We saw one of the great debuts on the weekend, and he's become a cult figure overnight. We spoke to him a couple of years ago at the draft. His name's Isaac Rankin. It's taken a long time for us to interview him after a game. But
it was worth it.
It was a hell of a beauty. Isaac joins us as the winner of the Rising Star Award for Round 6. Welcome to you, Isaac. Congratulations on your first outing.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Gee, it's been a while between drinks. We spoke to you at the draft a couple of years ago. I can't believe it's taken you this long to get on the park, and you saved your best for first.
Yeah. Obviously, that was a while ago. The draft night, pretty special moment. But obviously, yeah, it's taken me a few, 18 months to get across the line. But yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Well,
finally.
Finally, indeed. Since then, your hair's changed, but your talent obviously hasn't.
Yeah, as they say, you know, that's what boredom does. Yeah, was went back home, got a bit bored and dyed the hair.
Hey, Isaac, given the build up and you talk about the 18 months and a long time, were you nervous in the start of your first game, or were you just relieved to finally get out there?
Yeah, I think leading into the week, I wasn't too sure if I was playing at all, really. And then when Stewie told me, all those nerves started kicking in, and I was like, I was pretty nervous going into the game. Probably the most nervous I've been in my life. But as soon as I crossed that, you know, that line and started kicking a few balls out in the field, all those nerves just turned into excitement, and I was happy to be there, and I was really soaking in the moment and just doing the most I can for the team.
Jared, he didn't look nervous when he had his first touch, and he kicked it over his shoulder like he'd done it 700 times before.
Gee, I hope you stay nervous for a long time. Stewie Jew wants you nervous every week. Are you surprised at how much the footy world's fallen in love with you? Because let's be honest, you've been doing this for years.
Yeah, I am pretty surprised. I've always been wanting this moment, and always wanted to play AFL footy. You know, every kid's dream is to play AFL. I'm just embracing the moment and trying to stay humble and appreciate all the messages and everyone embracing me. So, yeah, I'm enjoying the moment.
Were you happy that Hutto was commentating your first game, because he got excited?
Yeah, that was pretty special, yeah. No, it was good. You made a good call, really.
Who's your favourite commentator out there? Is it Hutto or Dwayne, or is it BT?
I think it's going to be BT. Just the Roman BT.
You're going with the big bristle.
BT will be happy with that. Hey, Isaac, talk us through your skills in the guitar as well. Jared and I saw some vision come through from the club today. You've got a bit of special talent there.
Yeah, with the guitar. I guess Dad's been playing all his life, and he taught me when I was little and taught a few, you know, chords and riffs, and then I took it off from there. I just, you know, YouTube tutorials, just whatever song I like, just, you know, try and copy it. But yeah, I've been carrying that on since I was, you know, 10, since you can really hold a guitar, and I continue to do that today just to you know, relax those nerves, like I said. And good to just sit back and play guitar and not worry about, you know, the training and the intense of AFL life.
You got a good voice?
I don't like my voice, but I was playing guitar, and I started writing raps and stuff, so that's where it kind of all started, when I started writing raps and playing guitar. So
what's your best rap song? Can you got a verse or two for us?
No, I sore throat today, actually.
Very clever. He's too smart for us, Jerry.
Absolutely. Hey, yeah, it must be a great time on the Gold Coast right now, after going through 12 months of, not despair, but would have been pretty tough without playing.
Yeah, obviously that was probably, I never really got injured. Obviously growing up through my junior ranks and in the sample, never really got injured. So when I did get injured, I only thought it was going to be a few weeks, but that turned into a few months, and then those months turned into, you know, a year. So as soon as I, you know, got called up to the team, I kind of knew I was ready, but again, I was nervous. But yeah, I was so excited to be able to chasing that ball again and just you know, felt like a kid again. So that was good.
Who are you living with on the Gold Coast at the moment, Isaac?
Yeah, so I moved back to Adelaide for the COVID break, but then I thought I'd come back in and you know, make sure that I was ready for when footy did return, and I decided to move in with Sam Collins. So he's taken me under his wing and taught me a few things. So
your favourite, Jared?
Yeah, he's done a great job, hasn't he, Sam? I've been really happy with what he's done. Got the flick from Fremantle and got picked up after a year in the VFA, and he's one of the best defenders in the game right now.
Yeah, he's he's an ultimate professional. I was really surprised about how he goes about it, but yeah, everything they see in the field of him, you know, intercept marks and taking all those clunks. So he puts a lot of hard work in, and especially I get to see that now that I live with him. He's really shown me the way, and I'll definitely take a leaf out of his book. You know, going into the future.
It's always hard for young players moving into state. Isaac, are you missing SA?
Didn't want to leave too much, but now that I've spent my time in, the club's really embraced me, which is the best thing. And it really made it a good environment for me to thrive, I guess. And I haven't looked back since, really. I love it on the Gold Coast.
That's
and,
great news.
Yeah, best place to live.
Now, I'm told that there was another bloke that people were talking about that was making a few noises until he hurt his shoulder a couple of weeks ago. But ultimately, I mean, he's only the dessert. You're the main course as far as electrifying youngsters is concerned. That would be straight from the horse's mouth, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Rally is unreal. He's coming to the club with a great attitude. And just to see him go about how he goes about it is great to see someone, you know, that young, be that professional and really just take advantage of the opportunity he's got. Everything I see in the field, like I said, like he works that hard for it, so I'm really happy for him. But I'm disappointed again that he hurt his shoulder, but
yeah,
I know he'll come back, you know, better than we saw in the first couple of rounds.
You're going to be pushing up the midfield surely at some stage.
Yeah, if he could message Stewie and tell him to put me up there, that'd be good. But yeah, I've always wanted to play a bit of midfield. And in the state comp, they threw me in there, and even at sample level, they put me in there a bit. But obviously, I've started my forward, but hopefully, I can develop and get into the midfield.
Now, Jared, if you ever buy something out, like if we went down to men's club and they said, "Well, who helped you out?" You know, with buying your jacket, that person might get a little bit of a sales commission. Mm. What they're actually doing at the Gold Coast Suns at the moment with their memberships is, if you buy a membership, you can pick a player.
Yep.
Who sort of helped you out with it, or who inspired you to get one.
Yeah.
And then the players are having a comp internally.
I like it.
So I think at the moment it's as little as $39 you can actually sign up to be a member of the Gold Coast Suns. So I don't know about Jared, Isaac, but I'm happy to, I don't know if you've started yet, but I'm happy to cough up the money and put you down so you'll be one up ahead of everyone.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a little competition going here right now. And actually, as we speak, the boys are on the phone signing up members, so are you. A big push for the club.
We'll get Scoop signed up. It's pretty tough getting $39 out of him at the best of times. So sign him up now. Make sure he commits.
Okay, I'm in, Isaac. I don't know how much I'm in for, but I'm in for a membership.
Even you, Jared. Make sure you sign up.
Yes.
What price can you give? What price? You got $39 for Scoop.
It's a special deal.
How much lower can you
go?
Can't
get away that easy.
Righto, mate. You give us a call. You can get my number, and I'll definitely jump on board. As long as next time you go for that hanger, you actually get on top of the shoulder and take the mark.
If I take a hanger next week, you'll have to sign the whole family up.
Sounds good to me. You must have thought about that hanger. That was a missed opportunity, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was talking to Maisie before that, and I told him if he sits there, I'm going on his head. So I'll try it again and see if I can mark it.
Hey, Isaac, you're great to watch. We're hoping that you can stay on as a regular for Sports Day because we love chatting to you. Good luck for the rest of the year.
No worries. Thank you for that. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing the game next weekend. It's the Suns versus the Swans.
Yep.
So I'll be there ready to go with a credit card. You make sure you jump on their shoulders.
No worries, I'll get it done.
Isaac Rankin there, the Round 6 Rising Star nomination. Geez, they've got some players to be excited about.
Oh, absolutely. It's an absolute ripper.
I mean, for everyone that we were talking about before this year started, Jared, and then to see what Ben King's doing and the coach just looks like he's settled in.
Tell you what I haven't heard for the last month. Wind up the Gold Coast and send them to Tassie. I haven't heard that for a while. A lot of strong people with that sentiment 3 months ago.
And no one happier than Tony Cochran.
No, I spoke to Tony during the week. He is happy. He's going well.
He's happier?
Yeah, he's happy. He's a good man.
He's
tightened up over the last month.
The day that the Gold Coast Suns play in their first grand final, if Tony Cochran is still chairman,
he may go through the list. There's a lot of names on his list. He may go through a lot of them.
Is Ross Lyon still on that list?
Oh, yeah, he'd be on the list, yeah. No, I think he's got begrudging respect for Ross, but he'd give him one on the way through.
This is Sports Day for Wilson Holmes. We'll be right back. After this, between Jared and myself, he'll now two Gold Coast Suns members.